This is the Dungeon Master's Handbook. Everyone, it's Michael Shorten, Chicago Wiz, and this is a driving home version of Dungeon Master's Handbook. I figure after over a year or so of silence, I thought I'd let you know how things are going in this post-pandemic edition. Hope you all are doing well, and hope you all have made it through the pandemic in good order. Fortunately, my family, or immediate family, survived, made it through without any issues. We were vaccinated a little bit earlier because of some risk conditions that a couple of folks in the family qualified for. So we're doing okay. Gaming-wise, yeah, boy. So, back in January, February, I was going really strong in gaming. I was wargaming, and my campaigns were all going on, and I was running like three or four different games, and just really doing nothing but gaming. Then everything kind of went to hell. Pandemic, you know, happened. Lockdowns started in mid-March, and first casualty, of course, was GaryCon in 2020, and that was kind of hard on me, because I had done a lot of planning for GaryCon, had some cool games set up, had done a lot of modeling, a lot of miniature painting, and so on, and it just kind of kicked the wind out of my sails a little bit, but I tried to keep it up by doing a lot of online gaming. And then come around the end of May, this is 2020, of course, things got really weird for me. And in retrospect, and based on what my therapist told me, I went into what a lot of people went into. And that was very much kind of a state of mind where you were just always, or I was always under stress. I was always under pressure. Almost a fight or flight every second of the day. I had a lot to worry about. I had family members that were very susceptible to what might happen if we had gotten COVID in the family. And it was pretty rough on me. And then it just sucked all of my interest in gaming. First was the tabletop gaming into virtual gaming. It just had no energy in creating, had no energy just didn't feel connected. Didn't feel connected to my campaign anymore. Didn't feel connected to gaming anymore. And online wasn't quite cutting it. Now, I don't know if that was specifically because of onlining, because I had been doing online gaming before then and it had been just fine. I think more it was just that this constant stress and strain and worry and just everything that, you know, we were going through because of the lockdown, it just killed my interest, killed my creativity, just killed anything that I wanted to do. So I tried video gaming for a little while and was really hot and heavy into No Man's Sky. And then about September, that dried up. September into October. And that was around the time that the stress of the political situation here in the U.S. kind of hit. It was really hard from October through November, and then, of course, everything that happened after the election up to January 6, 2021 with the insurrection at the Capitol. That all was just extremely, enormously hard on me. I was angry. Quite frankly, after everything happened and all of the shenanigans of the previous administration and then the insurrection at the Capitol, I was, forgive the French, but I was PO'd and stayed that way for a little while. Still am, but that's a whole different topic that we can talk about another time. And there again, I just had no interest in gaming and just did not feel like it was there. You know, I'd look at the campaign website. I'd look at the gaming books. You know, I got my setup downstairs. You know, I'd look at the miniatures that are sitting on the painting table collecting dust, and just no motivation, none whatsoever. There have been other things I've been getting into, other hobbies that have taken root. So we get into, you know, the time of the vaccines and all the stress and worry about being able to get one, staying safe during that whole wait, then getting the vaccines and wait until afterwards, you know, making sure we're all good. And so that takes us up to, well, June and July. And I'm recording this in mid-July of 2021. And I'm feeling a little glimmer. You know, a lot less stress over life, a lot less stress over, you know, worrying about if my wife is going to get COVID or if my kids are going to get COVID. And I'm starting to feel like maybe something's there. And coincidentally, I get an email the other day saying, hey, GaryCon 2022 tickets are going to go on sale on, I believe it's July 24th. I put it in the calendar, but I'm driving right now, so I'm not going to look at the calendar. And there was a little dim flicker of a torchlight somewhere in that dark recess there. And said, hey, you know, maybe, just maybe, life will return to what it used to be, or at least gaming-wise, maybe I can kick it back on a little bit. So we'll see. I emailed some folks, reached out to some folks on Discord, said, you know, I'm going to poke around and see if I can reignite some interest, and, you know, we'll go from there. I've tried to keep in touch with the folks that I game with on tabletop. I've tried to keep in touch with the folks on Discord. So who knows? Maybe we'll see a resurgence of interest, and maybe I'll even get to podcasting a little bit about it. I have managed, believe it or not, though, kept my play-by-post game going throughout the entire pandemic. I'm not going to say it's very active. I maybe average a post a week to 10 days. Been very low stress. I have a campaign group that's exploring a lost city, and they're looking for evidence of how elves came to the lands of men. And so right now they are in a library in a keep, seems to be populated by ghosts of children. So they're trying to sort out what's going on here. So should be a lot of fun. They're keeping that slowly going. And like I said, it was kind of low stress. Whenever I felt a little inspiration, I'd post a post to them, and, you know, we just managed to keep that fire burning. So that's something. Anyway, just wanted to post this real quick to you all. Say, you know, hope that you're doing well. And thank you, as always, for listening. And we'll see what happens. Take care, Anchorland. We'll talk to you soon.